Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from the beautiful city of Antwerp in Belgium for Techorama 2017. How are you doing?
So good.
Fantastic. So why don't you introduce yourselves so people can know of your goodness like I know of your goodness.
All right, so my name is Chrissy LeMaire.
Fantastic.
I'm a PowerShell MVP, and I'm also the DBA for NATO Special Ops headquarters here in Belgium, and I work for General Dynamics there as a contractor.
Oh, my goodness.
We jump out of planes with databases.
Like in your pocket?
Migrate them.
Like is it in a backpack or a
fanny
pack?
Yeah, so we just put some Raspberry Pis. It's a little SharePoint instance.
And you, sir.
And you, sir. Hello, my name is Rob. I am a PowerShell consultant in the UK.
So I would have thought by the length of the beard you would be a C++ developer.
That's very true.
Like if it was down to your belly, you'd be like a Scala developer is what I'm understanding. Like the longer the, is that not?
What about my beard? Where are we at with that?
So can I tell you a funny story?
Oh my God, you heard about me.
No, not that one. Not that one. I can't do that one. There's children watching. So like the first time I met the guy that made PowerShell.
Love him.
He's just such a nice guy.
So down to earth.
Such a nice guy. So I didn't know, because I'm a pure dev guy, so I had him very first build, I had him on. And as I'm talking to him, I realize this is the guy that made PowerShell. I should ask him a PowerShell question. This is what comes out of my mouth. And I want the face that you're going to have is the same face he had. He's such a sweetheart. He just rolled with it. I said, so what can you do with PowerShell?
Well.
So when people ask me that, you know Top Gear?
Yeah, of course.
Like, everything in the world.
So like, here's the guy that invented PowerShell, Jeffrey Snover, if you've heard of. And he's just like, I could see his face like, who's this guy? But he's very nice. It's a very, like, very split second. Who's this guy? He's like, well, there's actually a lot you can do with it. And I realize as it's coming out.
That was actually a good impression. Yeah.
It came out just like, my mind came out super slow. Like, and I'm like, oh, no. Right, it's coming out. And then I repented, and a year after I had him on, I'm like, look, I've done PowerShell now. So.
No, you understand.
So the question to you then is, what can you do with PowerShell?
Ooh, I love this question because what I answered before was that, like, when I got the PowerShell MVP, I thought that it was the best MVP ever.
Sure, I mean, we have a picture of you at headquarters.
For real?
Yeah, this is the best PowerShell MVP.
PowerShell ever, because it is, you can do anything with it, right? Like Exchange, SharePoint, SQL Server, Spotify, like you can work with so many things with it. For us in particular, Rob and I are both experts with PowerShell and SQL Server specifically.
Okay. So if I'm a DBA and I know how to do a bunch of SQL stuff, why should I learn PowerShell? What are some of the things that I can do with it? Kind sir.
Yeah, because with PowerShell, we can do things in one line of code that you can't do in T-SQL. So if you want to find, so consistency for your database is really important.
Right.
So if you want to find the last time that DBCC CheckDB was run for your database, you have to run some T-SQL, and then you have to scroll through the results down to 50, 60 row, and then you have to look across, find sometimes there's two values, and it's a little bit tricky, and that's for one database.
Mm-hmm.
So with DBA tools, you can just write get DBA last DBC check DB, which is easier to type than say.
Sure.
I was typing
into my head. I'm like, wait, did I misspell that?
Frequently.
Yeah, sure.
That's what tab completion is.
Exactly.
That's nice.
And then run it again as many instances as you like, and it will do all of the databases on all of the instances in one line of code.
And so you're literally checking all the consistency across all your databases.
The entire state.
In the universe.
The state that you get back. So that's a difficult thing to do with T-SQL against lots of instances and lots of databases.
Right.
Really easy to do with DBA tools.
So these DBA tools, are they extensions to PowerShell? Or what's the deal here? Are they commandlets?
So DBA tools, it started out as startsqlmigration.ps1. And people were like, you need to make this into a module. And over time, I did indeed make it into a module. And it's up in the PowerShell gallery, and it's also on GitHub, but it's not necessarily an extension. It's just a module that has about 215
and
commands.
And you made all this stuff?
No, not just me. We have 60 contributors to our GitHub repository, and that's pretty much one of the reasons why Rob and I go around to all of these conferences is because we tell them about it, and we tell people we want them involved. So which cameras is that one?
This is, you're looking at this one. Oh, now you're in the middle one. Now you're, yes.
We want you involved in DBA tools. What I love about it, so you have, people write blog posts, right? And they're like, here's how to get your last backup history. And then you copy and you paste this T-SQL code, and then you make a library somewhere. Well, we have that in one command. So we go around to blogs, and we get stuff that people have blogged about that you usually have to search for, and then we turn it into a command. And so we have, let's say, a DBA is like, oh, I need to check my identity seed values to see if they're about to max out. One DBA has that problem. One DBA solves that problem, and then shares it, and then now every DBA in the world can get it.
Because these are extra commands that you put.
Exactly.
So I am still mostly ignorant about PowerShell. I use it to do my builds, you know.
Nice. Dude, that's pretty advanced, though.
You. I mean, thank you. Thank you for being nice to me.
No, it's true, though. But I don't pay my bills with PowerShell.
No,
well,
my builds. My
your builds.
Yeah. Oh. Like, oh, that's
not. No, builds is still fun, probably.
Yeah, but it's not as exciting as it pays my bills.
Yeah, bills, yeah.
But are these commandlets just a file with a bunch of functions, or how does that work?
It's an extra module. Okay. It's a combination of files all with the one overriding file that says, here is the module. You need all of this stuff.
Okay.
And for everybody who wants to use PowerShell, you go install-module DBA tools.
And that pulls it down from some magic unicorn repository, or where is it?
It's
called the PowerShell Gallery.
And you put that in the PowerShell Gallery, your modules.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is it like a zip file of a bunch of PowerShell files?
So you don't have to worry about that. If you have access to the PowerShell Gallery, then you just install module. Yes, it is. It's a zip file, but you don't have to care. You just see it install, and then it puts it in your path. And then anytime that you want a command from it, you just type the command, and then it will auto load the module. And then you have access to all of these 200 plus commands.
So what I'm hearing from you then is that if there is a command that is not in there, and like Sally just found it, you know who we're talking about, Sally. She's like, I found a brand new whizbang Z that I can, you want her to add it to this.
Right. So talk to us and we'll figure out a way to get it into the module. We'll give you proper naming, parameters. So we help
this
you design
right here,
it. So we'll help you design it. That was pretty good though. I was really
doing well
with that camera.
I know, you were like really having a moment with that camera.
I know, it's like, just me and you.
Yeah, so. It's that one actually. Yeah.
Hey, you did a really good impression of Jeffrey Snover.
Did I?
Can you do as good of an impression as for me?
Of Jeffrey Snover?
Of me.
I don't know if I can. It feels like I wouldn't do a good job.
That sounds like Texas.
Oh, I know.
It's
I don't even
Louisiana.
Know.
I'm
horrible at impressions.
No, the Jeffrey Snover one was that was
like that?
That was right on.
If you close your eyes and you think it's Jeffrey Snover.
Seriously, I would.
He's an awesome guy. Like literally the nicest guy.
I was actually saying on Twitter that what I really love about like PowerShell conferences and being in the PowerShell community is that people are generally super down to earth. They're enjoyable to hang out with. It's not an ego contest. There are other words. It's not an ego contest. Uh-huh. And I really think that Jeffrey helps set the tone for that because he's so chill, he's so down to earth that it kind of encourages everyone else to be the same. So it's a particularly fun community to be a part of.
So how did you... Like, I understand now how you build modules. I understand that it's a bunch of functions that you would use. What gave you the idea to like, hey, you know, maybe I should put these all together into some big SQL module?
It made sense. Once I understood the benefits of modules, and I'm actually going to do a presentation on that, because there's just that it creates kind of like a little environment, like you have private commands and public commands and things like that. But what I love best about it is that it structures everything for you, and it does make it easy to deliver to people either through a zip file because it's in a folder, or through the PowerShell Gallery.
Where does it put those? Like if I'm downloading downloading something from PowerShell Gallery, is there like some magic folder where that's...
It'll go into your modules folder. So C program files, Windows PowerShell modules, or if you're not an administrator and you don't have access there, then it's going to go into your user profile where you do have permissions.
That's awesome. So we have some time, so I was hoping you could go through each one of the 100 and how many?
No, 250. I have time, too.
So let's start number one.
All right. Just like, give me some orange juice.
No, seriously, what are my... Oh, there you go.
All right, so first one, start SQL migration. Migrate an entire instance with one command, just one.
Migrate
the
to
whole,
where?
The to whole anywhere. Instance, to, from one instance to... So you have two...
So this is a dev guy, so he's going, well, migrate something, that's cool.
Yeah, I know.
So
hit me up.
SQL server, but not just a SQL server. The databases, the logins, the alerts, the jobs, the proxies, the job schedules, the categories, the link servers.
With passwords.
I've forgotten some stuff. Credentials. Like
everything.
Everything. Yeah?
Like even if I did like a C# SQL.
Exactly.
Something.
So yeah, we use SMO. And then we also got to extend it because with SMO, whenever you export logins, Microsoft, they decided to...
I know the guy.
Password. I actually tried to find the guy, but I couldn't.
So we'll call him Jim.
So Jim decided to that you couldn't, like whenever you were exporting the logins, it wouldn't create a hash or anything. It would just give you garbled nothing. Like, because there it was, and then they would disable the password. And that's what SMO does if you try to do a migration.
What's SMO again?
Sorry. So SMO is SQL Management Objects. Okay. It's what SQL Server Management Studio uses to interact with SQL Server. And so SMO wasn't a good thing, but what we can do with PowerShell is we can mix SMO with the, not a decryptor, but a decoder.
With PowerShell.
We can make the hashes with PowerShell. Yeah. So when you migrate, one of the biggest pains for DBAs is when you migrate logins, the passwords didn't come. When you migrate link servers, the passwords were encrypted in the registry, so we can decrypt that. Credentials, the same as well with that. So that's what's really cool about PowerShell is that one line, and I've actually done migrations while I sleep because I schedule them. And then
while you sleep.
And
then I sleep. This is scary.
It's billable, time, right?
It is.
I was moving objects all night.
But it's actually not scary because you can do a dash what if.
Sure.
And it'll tell you what would happen if you were to run the command. And we try to get pretty granular with telling you what would happen.
And do you go down to the object level and say, this is going to get moved?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
This would have to be dropped or this would have to be recreated or whatever.
And that's really nice because usually as a programmer, I just go to the DBA and be like, hey, can I just get a connection string and the essay password? And they slap me first.
God.
Correct.
Oh, essay. Oh, my ears are burning. Oh. Like I think they're literally red.
They would slap me.
I'm surprised you decided to even say that.
They slap me, and then they'd give me the whatever I need. But when I ask them to migrate something, you know, they'd be like, it's going to take a week. But with this now, it's one day.
Oh, so one day I can migrate an entire demo SharePoint instance in less than a minute.
It's on the website.
Yeah. SharePoint instance.
Yep. SharePoint.
A SharePoint.
Oh, sorry. So is SharePoint an instance of SQL is primarily dedicated, instance of SQL that's primarily dedicated to supporting SharePoint.
I got you. I know what you meant.
I needed to clarify.
That's true. So migration's an example. Give me another tedious task that you have made just super easy with.
So business user, you check with the business user, can I remove that database? Yes, you can remove the database. Are you sure you can remove the database? Yeah, I'm sure I can remove the database.
Oh, they lie. They're liars.
They are all the time.
They're liars.
Sign in blood over here. Right. Okay.
Still lying.
Drop the database. Day later, 2 days later, you know what happens.
Why isn't this working?
Can I have my database back? So we wrote a command to not just enable you to bring the database back quickly, but to back up the database, do a DBCC check DB to verify the file to make sure that it's valid, to write an agent job to restore the file back. Right? Then we drop the database. Then we restore the database using the agent job to make sure that it works. Right? So then when that phone call comes, you go, yeah, sure.
No, I would have been like, you guys could take like 8 hours.
Exactly. And now we have... we have a command, and so this command is called currently remove SQL database safely. And the reason that it's called safely is because, like, you could just drop something, but you don't know if it can be restored. You don't know, you know, if it's corrupt or anything like that. But what he created was this command that will do all the checks, like he mentioned. And then it's just so easy that, yeah, it would be stressful if I'm going to have to go find the backup file, restore it, do all
and
of this
then
stuff.
And then when you restore the backups, there's always weirdness.
Yeah.
I'm, not always. Well, it shouldn't be.
For me? I don't know what
maybe
I...
Maybe you can use this command.
SQL Server doesn't like me, right?
We can get SQL Server But what I love is that the last part of this is that whenever they do call and they say, we need this database, you right-click, you start job, and it restores it for you. Same name, same structure, same everything.
Well, another thing for DBAs is backups are important.
Of course.
Yeah, but backups are no good unless you restore, you know that the database can be restored.
Right.
So you need to restore the, test the restores for your environment. But not every DBA has time to do that.
No, of course not. No, they've got other stuff. Like they've got devs like me to do.
Exactly.
Asking for the SA password.
So we got test DBA last backup, which will just go take a whole instance worth of backups, restore them, test them, do the DBCC, check DB.
Where does it put them?
Where do you want it to put them?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
That's super great.
Did you see that answer?
Yeah, that was so good. That was really, you are really good. I heard that you were good. That was really good.
Like
that was
I lay them up and you spike it, right? Good spike.
So what was really cool about the command that he's talking about, test DBA last backup, is it logs into the instance, it gets a list of all of the databases, and then it goes and it grabs the last logs, diff, and full. And then it will restore it by default to the instance itself, or you could specify the destination, but you could go a step further and specify also the default log and data directories. So what I have is a dedicated test, a backup test server that all it does is go through my entire state, grab all of the backups, and it just tests them all day long. And I always get a report.
No DBA should not be testing their backups.
And this makes it so simple. Now there's no excuse. Before, that was kind of an excuse, right?
Sorry, that's your camera.
I was looking there. No, it was.
Oh, she was there.
And she flipped it.
She just gave me the stink eye, so thank you. You were looking at the right spot. That's awesome. It feels like there's a lot of this tedious work that a DBA usually does that we should just make computers do.
Yes,
they don't complain
exactly,
too much.
Right? Exactly.
Too much.
And they're a little bit better. If you program them better, then, you know, they don't get all sloppy on a Friday or anything like that.
That's what pest is for, isn't it?
Yes.
The sloppiness is what goes on, right?
Yeah. Well, DBAs can get sloppy on a Friday, but if it's a scheduled task, it'll be the same scheduled task that it is on Monday, that it is after an exhausting work week on
so
Friday.
So you're saying that these commands you actually put like on a Windows task to run?
Yes, all the time.
And then it just like reports to you. And
yes.
Says, man.
Yes.
But we write pest tests as well that will then use these commands that we've got and the results from them.
So Pester is like the unit tester for PowerShell.
Correct. However, that's for testing your code is written correctly from PowerShell land.
Uh-huh.
But it's just testing the results of PowerShell commands.
Oh.
We write PowerShell commands. Now we can test your environment.
Dang, that's why his beard is so long.
Yeah, no.
Now I know. Like, longer than smarter than, yeah, I get it. I should grow a beard. But
yeah. Me too, I tried.
It doesn't work? There's some cream that I use when I was 12.
Yeah, oh really?
Really
did you really?
No.
No, okay.
But
it's
I should have. So you talked about backing up databases. Tell us some other coolness, because we have about probably seven more minutes.
y'all mind if I just open this up? Because I'm not going to run the demo because it doesn't plug in right.
But it's a good memory.
Right. Okay. So let's go jog our memory.
Because we only have 215.
Exactly.
215.
So, you know, give or take. Let's see. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Ooh, so, oh no.
The mouse.
And the mouse goes.
Of
course it does. Plug out. You're fine.
Oh, that's true.
There you go. So
there we go, and our mouse is back.
We talked about backing up. We talked about another one that does safe restores and stuff.
Yep.
What else do you got for me?
All right, so let me go back.
SPNs. Okay. Everybody loves SPNs.
I do. I have a shirt that
this
has
says, I SPN. Love SPN.
No, I love on the back and then SPN
on the front.
Yeah. What's SPN?
Service Principal Name.
don't know what that is.
So it's what Active Directory uses to tell you this is the right place to go. That's a very poor example. That's a very poor explanation.
Help me out.
It doesn't necessarily...
Speak to me like I'm a dev.
Kerberos authentication.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Got it.
That was good.
It's what makes Kerberos authentication do its magic.
Okay, understand.
And so you have to sometimes set SPNs, and you get a really ugly command line called set SPN, and then you have to remember all the switches and stuff like that. So we handle SPN management visually. It's super cool with get DBA SPN, test DBA SPN. You can send that to an out grid view, which is magical because it gives you like this visual menu. And then you could select the ones. If you do the test, it'll tell you, hey, you have all of this stuff that needs to be done that you haven't done yet. You could select those things and then just pipe it to set, and then it'll set all the things that...
So I'm like thinking about this. You said that there was a grid output?
Out grid view.
From PowerShell?
Yes. It's a visual.
No.
And it is. You didn't know that?
Oh,
I'm
gonna
have to show you.
Oh my goodness! All right. Hold on.
I know that y'all can't see it,
but watch my surprised face. Okay.
Okay. Oh wait. Let me. Okay. So we're gonna test this.
So just as you're going, I'm gonna speak because they can't see what you're doing. Like literally, you are outputting a grid of stuff.
You what you will do is run the command instead of getting the results of the command into on the host. You will output it into a grid.
Does it look like a grid in the command?
You're gonna love it.
You know, the filter and everything. PowerShell returns objects. So you can do anything, whatever your imagination can tell you can do with an object.
I've given Jeffrey a hug when I had him on the first time. You're like, look, this is for everybody.
It's magic.
Time you see Jeffrey, you should give him a hug.
I should just give him a hug.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but just when he shows up, I feel like he's giving me a hug. He's like, hi, Seth.
Right?
Just do it.
Look, I forgot to set all my variables in the beginning. So what I'm showing him now, check this out.
Yeah, it's a grid.
Right.
Now watch this.
Okay. Right, so check this out. Like you
so
only
typing
want to
in
see
the
full.
Top of the path.
So there's
full.
A grid. Like you'll see a grid.
Yep.
And now she's typing in full, and it's sorting it out.
Sorting. Just filtering.
Oh, we could have. You know what?
Just type.
But I did, and it's working. So it's working really well here. It's so slow. I don't know what happened with this thing.
Yeah, probably knew it was going to be on camera.
I know why. Because it says no full or diff. Okay, so then let me find simple. There we go. So I was typing in a word that existed everywhere, and that was why the grid view wasn't showing that. But yeah, this is what's amazing.
You're seeing how quick that goes.
So it's like almost like when you go to a website and you have some JavaScript and you type in A and then all the A's appear. That's kind of what an out grid view is. So it brings that visual element to PowerShell.
It enables us to build stuff for you to choose and then carry on.
I see. So you might, for example, you might have a set of databases that you somehow got out that like haven't been backed up for a while. Yeah. You just pick a couple, you send them to the safe backup to you. The beard magic works its duty, does its stuff, and then you magic it's
over. Exactly, exactly.
Dang. Yeah. What do you people do at work now that this does it all for you?
Do more PowerShell.
Oh,
I think that there's like
We write tests, we write
got
CI,
it,
and look,
sure,
you know, DBA tools is
sure,
a whole
we do
big
DBA
thing.
Stuff now that PowerShell does not do, which does, it seems like it does all of it too.
It does, but I think that it would take, 10 years to make a complete tool set for all
easily.
The things that we do?
Sure.
And something that's interesting, we actually have so many commands that we created a command called find DBA command. And
that's
we did it.
You know you've arrived.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because we also upload that JSON to the website and we use it to help people navigate our website as well. Something that I love about our project is in addition to it having a ton of really awesome fun commands, we also have a complimentary website.
Got it.
So if you have like, you know, VMware, Power CLI, it has all of these helpful pages. And we did the same thing for DBA tools. So all of our help, interactive stuff, you know, like videos, pictures,
examples, presentations,
stuff like that is all on the website as well.
We should have a picture of y'all at PowerShell MVPs
in
the corporate office.
And a Slack channel.
We have a...
Oh, my goodness.
Slack is really important.
Yeah.
So where's the website? Because I think we're running out of time.
All right, so it's which camera am I looking at? Straight ahead?
Straight ahead.
So it's dbatools.io. And we would love if you would you just not only use our product, but if you want to join in, then you can go to dbatools.io/slack. And you can join in all the fun. We've made a lot of friends.
Yep.
Everybody's there like all the time, and it's a ton of fun, and you know, everybody helps with the project.
Oh my goodness.
And it's teamwork.
Definitely.
People are the best. You're the best.
I heard that you were the best man, and you're just this
You know, sometimes I am the best man. But only one time when my friend got married. Is that a bad joke? Is producer bad joke?
Yeah.
Don't use that one ever again. She's like, no, don't use it. Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for watching. We've been learning all about SQL DBA tools in PowerShell. Did I get it right?
DBA tools. PowerShell commands for SQL.
PowerShell commands for SQL. That's why he's here.
No, he's good. That's why he's always
here. It's been awesome. Thanks for watching. We have a session coming up, and my screen went blank. It's Indexes, the Unsung Heroes of SQL Server 2014-2016. And I'm sure you have an index function.
We certainly do.
I'm just saying, just look it up. We'll get to that. But let's watch this next.